Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Punishments announced on Monday in two separate incidents of military misconduct associated with religious artifacts or bodies of Taliban soldiers in Afghanistan earlier this year. The first incident involved the burning of a box of Qurans by U.S. soldiers back in February. An investigation found that the soldiers had no malicious intent and that the four Army officers and two enlisted soldiers involved received letters of reprimand. A second incident centers around four U.S. Marines caught on video urinating on the corpses of Taliban fighters. The video went public in January, and three of those non-commissioned officers received non-judicial punishments. Seems no one involved in either of these incidents will face any jail time. We're joined now by Elizabeth Buemiller, Pentagon correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. An expected outcome, a surprising outcome. What's your sense, Elizabeth?
I don't know whether it was expected. I think that what people don't realize, although it would seem a light sentence to the general public, is that these kind of punishments effectively end people's careers in the military. So, especially in the military where they're downsizing anything, you know, this will prevent further promotion, and basically that's the end. We'll have to see what happens in Afghanistan, whether there is an outcry over this. You know, President Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan did call for a public trial in the case of the Quran burnings, and that, of course, didn't happen.
You know, these are just the kinds of incidents, and you've alluded to it there, that the Afghan government wants to use as a way of showing that it has its own sort of sovereign justice system, that it can adjudicate these kinds of cases. It appears that in this particular incident, was an opportunity lost? Could Afghanistan have handled this case on any level?
No, that would never have happened. I mean, that would never have happened with the military in Afghanistan. There's no precedent for an Afghan judicial system ever trying U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan. That is in fact one reason that the U.S. never left Iraq the way it did, and left with almost no troops there, because the U.S. soldiers were not granted immunity by the Iraqi government, and the U.S. government said that was unacceptable.
Were both of these incidents on U.S. military bases or facilities that were under U.S. military control?
One of them was on the Bagram Air Base, a giant air base not too far from Kabul. The other one was in the Helmand province, and, you know, out in the countryside in the Musa Kala district of Helmand province, which was the scene of very heavy, you know, fighting at the time, and continue, you know, fighting throughout this, you know, the last couple of years.
We're speaking with Elizabeth Buemiller, who's Pentagon correspondent for our part in the New York Times. And as you've alluded to, we're going to have to see what the reaction is going to be in Afghanistan. We spoke back in February with Imam Johari Abdul Malik, who's the director of the Dar al-Hijra Islamic Center. And, you know, he was anticipating how Afghans might view this. Listen to his comment.
We should not be, as the United States government, in the business of figuring out how to dispose of holy records. What we need to do is to reach out to the people, the imams and so on, in Afghanistan and say, we have some sacred texts. We're going to give them to you, and you guys do with them whatever you do.
Elizabeth Buemiller, has there been any change in policy on issues of disposal of religious artifacts or Qurans that might end up in boxes in Bagram Air Base offices?
Well, I don't think they're going to burn them up knowingly again. I think there was an army investigation that was released yesterday that went along with the announcement of the punishments of the six soldiers, and that investigation showed a long chain of mistakes and miscommunication and basically ignorance of the U.S. troops about the significance of the Quran. So, what happened in this case was that the U.S. personnel noticed that in some of the books in the detention center and the library on the edge of Bagram Air Base that there had been messages written between, you know, there were messages written, and they thought they were messages between detainees, and they might be plotting some sort of an attack. So, in a series of hapless events, some nearly 2,000 books were rounded up from the library and sent for incineration. And you know, warnings from the Afghan army soldiers were ignored. And there was no communication with senior officers, or so it was just a wide, long series of mistakes to explain how this happened. And certainly, there was not enough education given to the soldiers about the significance of the Quran and why this would not be a good idea.
Which possibly raises the question of why no one higher up was implicated in this. Perhaps they were.
Well, but we don't know. I mean, they say there were four officers and two enlisted personnel who were given letters of reprimand. The Army did not release the specific ranks of the officers or the enlisted personnel, so we just don't know. So we don't know how high up they were. But there were clearly, you know, major mistakes made, and the investigation is pretty tough. And the investigating officer says the biggest concern to him is that everyone ignored, the Americans ignored the warnings of their Afghan partners.
You know, I have to ask this. Any sense that this investigation and the punishments would have come down differently if this hadn't been an election year and we weren't in the middle of the summer of the conventions where virtually anything becomes a political issue?
I don't think so. This began, you know, in the Quran burning incident occurred in February, and the video depicting the Marines urinating on the corpses of the dead insurgents, but that was you know, made public in January. So, I mean, and I don't have a sense this is anything about our election. It's a lot about, you know, Afghan-American relations, which are you know, at new lows this year for all sorts of reasons. But this Quran burning episode set off, you know, nationwide riots for days. A number of Afghans and U.S. troops were killed. So it was, you know, I think this is much more relevant to Afghan-American relations than to the American election.
And we'll have to see where the tensions go over the next couple of days. Elizabeth Buemiller, Pentagon correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, speaking to us from Washington, D.C. Thanks so much.
Thank you.